In fact, it's the view of the more thoughtful historians, particularly those who have spent time in the same bar as the theoretical physicists, that the entirety of human history can be considered as a sort of blooper reel. All those wars, all those famines, caused by malign stupidity, all that determined, mindless repetition of the same old errors, are in the great cosmic scheme of things only equivalent to Mr. Spock's ears falling off. And Unseen University, as even wizards realized it somewhere just below the top level of their minds, existed not to further magic, but in a very creative way to suppress it. The world had seen what happened when wizards got their hands on enormous amounts of magical power. It had happened a long time ago, and there were still some areas where you didn't go if you wanted to walk out on the same kind of feet that you'd had when you went in. Once upon a time, the plural of wizard was war. But the great open, ingenious purpose of UU was to be the weight on the arm of magic, causing it to swing with grave majesty like a pendulum, rather than spin with deadly purpose like a morning star. Instead of hurling fireballs at one another from fortified towers, the wizards learned to snipe at their colleagues over the interpretation of faculty council minutes, and long ago were amazed to find that they got just as much vicious fun out of it. They consumed big dinners, and after a really good meal and a fine cigar, even the most rabid Dark Lord is inclined to put his feet up and feel amicable towards the world, especially if it's offering him another brandy. And slowly, and by degrees, they absorb the most important magical power of all, which is the one that persuades you to stop using all the others. The trouble is that it's easy to abstain from sweets when you're not standing knee-deep in treacle and it's raining sugar.